Every week we like to present what we call a prophecy update at this portion of our service. It's a time when we have checked the news to try and find stories and trends that corroborate centuries-old prophecies that you find in the Bible. The Bible contains definite prophecies that the leader of a revived Roman Empire will sign a peace treaty with the nation of Israel in the last days. In order for that to occur, this is going to sound silly, but obviously there has to be a nation of Israel and there has to be a revived Roman Empire. And for a long time in human history, that just wasn't true. Israel did not exist as a sovereign nation again until relatively recently, May 14 of 1948. And although Europe was pretty divided until even more recently, the European Union is gaining in power on the world stage. With those elements in mind that are now in place, it was fascinating to find a story posted on GulfNews.com titled, "Israel Fears EU May Push for Peace in 2013. Here's some excerpts from the article. "Israel believes that the European Union, the EU, may try to force it and the Palestinian National Authority to reach a peace agreement in 2013, according to a report published in the Israeli daily newspaper Haaretz. The report, based on Israeli foreign ministry documents, states that the EU seriously doubts the viability of the peace process in its current format to end the Palestinian-Israeli conflict and believes that it needs a new format for there to be progress in 2013. According to Haaretz, the report states that the Europeans may try to promote the establishment of an actual Palestinian state independent of negotiations with Israel." I'm not suggesting this is the prophesied peace treaty or that it's going to take place in 2013. I'm only showing how the news lines up exactly with what you would expect if the Bible and its prophecies were true. You would expect in the last days a nation of Israel to exist again, a strong, unified Europe, a revived Roman Empire, and you would expect talks not just of peace but of an enforced peace. And all of these things are occurring today. If not this year, soon there will be a peace treaty with Israel enforced by the leader of the revived Roman Empire. That treaty's signing marks the beginning of the Bible's seven-year Great Tribulation. We won't see it. We won't be here. Jesus and his apostles promised that his coming to resurrect and rapture the church was not only imminent, but that it would occur before any portion of the Great Tribulation. Jesus could come for us to resurrect and rapture his church at any moment. Are you rapture ready? If not, get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming. Amen.